Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Supply chain issues continue in the Northern Plains. CHS Ag Services Director of Product Development, Brian Keel, is encouraging farmers to think ahead about what you're going to need for next year.
We're placing orders for products now that we would have placed 3-4 months from now. We have folks on the manufacturing side. A lot of growers will think about the actual brand names. From a raw material standpoint, some of the products that I mentioned earlier, and there's a lot more, we're placing order for propylene glycol for some of our products now that we would have had readily accessible to 10 months from now. I mean, this is unprecedented what we're dealing with right now. And if from a grower standpoint, I would recommend the same. Just talk with your supplier, make sure that they feel comfortable with their supply and that they'll be able to have what it is that you absolutely know you're going to need.
And this year has been the perfect storm for supply chain backups.
We had an ice storm in Texas where they're not set up to handle it on an ice storm, and a lot of the companies that manufacture some of the basic raw materials that are the backbone of a number of different products that are in the marketplace, whether they be fertilizers or pesticides, simple things like propylene glycol, simple things like citric acid, those raw materials all of a sudden became very scarce because of the production disruption, and then also because we had a supply disruption. With the pandemic, we had ports that were having staffing issues, whether it be over in Europe or whether it be at the United States. We started to get a disruption in the barge channel.
Zach Carl.